The race for Colony Town Supervisor is heating up following Paula Mahan's announcement early this year that she will not seek an eighth term. Mahan, a Democrat, has led the Albany County town of about 80,000 since 2008. In February, the Colony Democratic Committee endorsed Kelly Matija, a political newcomer, in hopes of keeping the supervisor's office in Democratic hands. Matija says the burgeoning town has big issues coming down the line and big decisions to make.
With my background in urban planning, I have my master's in urban planning. I worked as a planner for the town for 8 years, almost 9 years. Also, my background in aging services, I worked for Colony Senior Service Centers as their director of programs and services for 5 years, managing large programs. I really feel that I have the background and the skills and the ability to pull the right team together to address these challenges.
In March, the town Republican Party announced Peter Crummy was stepping down as town justice to run for supervisor.
I find it exciting to be participate and to lead moving our town forward to recover from the pandemic and address the needs that are facing town government as we speak, including our infrastructure, public safety, and our recreational areas, all which are deserved of leadership at this particular time. And I look forward to having the opportunity to provide that to the town residents.
Matija's plan for Colony includes community outreach and resident participation in government.
Number one is increasing communication and transparency. And then number two that goes along with that is making sure that we are doing that neighborhood level planning effort to get right into a neighborhood and do an intensive. What do you want your corner of Colony to be? How should it look? What services do you need? What, you know, retail or kind of jobs? What is it that we can do to support you to make your quality of life better in Colony? And obviously that's going to be a very different answer in the Roselleville neighborhood than it's going to be in the Bout Corners neighborhood.
Crummy says if elected, he'll immediately create a transition team and begin tackling the town's most pressing issues, leading with its aging infrastructure.
We have to start bringing more roads up to speed. We'll have to increase the number of miles we're doing a year. In connection with federal monies that may be flowing to municipalities this year, from the Washington administration as part of a pandemic comeback, I would be dedicating those funds to our infrastructure. Colony is slated to receive approximately $8 million. Some needs to be shared with the two villages that are wholly within our town, Menands and Colony Village, and, of course, that should be done as soon as those funds arrive.
Crummy says he has the edge when it comes to experience, including 21 years on the bench and time as a county legislator and town attorney.
I've been elected 9 times for public office by the citizens of Colony over the past 30 years. My record of performance is well known by the citizens of the town of Colony, or to a majority anyway. And I certainly rest on my record, and I want to bring that capacity and that knowledge of town hall and town government and relationships with county officials and state officials for the benefit of the citizens of the town of Colony.
Matija says she reflects the town's political vibrancy.
I love to think that people in Colony are engaged in the process. Certainly last year we had amazing turnout for the 2020 election in Colony. My hope is that people will maintain that level of engagement.
Both candidates say they are regularly in touch with Supervisor Mahan, and both look forward to participating in public forums and debates heading toward November. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.